Eddie Madigan and the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra are at the Armory. Let's go to town. Corporal Eddie Carter of the National Guard. I hope all you folks can find room because the armory is jammed again. Looks like everybody has turned out to hear our singing star of the month, Miss Betty Madigan.
I wouldn't miss it, Eddie. I love to sing for the Guard.
And I can speak with authority when I say that the Guard loves to hear you sing. Another favorite Guard pastime is listening to our band of the month, the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra, spoken for by Bill Finnegan.
We'll take orders for records right after the show, Eddie. With special rates for large quantities.
Well, what we had in mind right now was a large quantity of Sauter Finnegan music, such as the SF reading of Lover Come Back to Me. When there's smoke, there's fire. And that's particularly true about all the talk of a surprise enemy air attack on this country. It could happen at any time. The only thing we can do is to be prepared for such a possibility. If you're a veteran under 55 years of age, you can help by joining an anti-aircraft unit of the National Guard. You'll be trained and ready to take your place beside the permanent Guard anti-aircraft units if and when a surprise enemy air attack ever happens. Don't let your country be caught unprepared. If you're a veteran under 55 years of age, no matter what branch of the service you were in, join your local National Guard anti-aircraft unit now. Your local National Guard unit will be glad to give you any information you want.
The proper kind. You can whistle, I won't mind. Be a little darling, Johnny O. Johnny I, Johnny O. Be a little darling, for you know, Johnny, I love you. Longer must we wait? Hurry, John, it's getting late. Be a little darling, Johnny, oh, Johnny, ah, Johnny, ooh. Be a little darling, for you know, Johnny, I love you. Just took off my glove, John, oh John, oh John, my love. What have you tried on my hand? Goodness, it's a wedding band. Be a little darling, be a little darling, Johnny.
I have a strong conviction that records of Be a Little Darlin' will be worn out by guardsmen in all 48 states, plus Puerto Rico, Alaska, and Hawaii after that, Betty. And if you think that we're going to let you get away without an encore, Madigan is mistaken.
Wait right where you are, Eddie, and listen for Over the Rainbow. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops way upon the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me.
What chance does an older veteran have of getting places in the National Guard? Does his past service give him any kind of a head start on the younger men without that experience?
You bet it does, Bill. His service know-how and experience gets him a real break when it comes to promotions and chances at a commission. But the National Guard offers him other opportunities, too. For instance, it gives him a wonderful chance of adding to his regular income. To be exact, he'll get about 1/6 his base pay in the service, plus full pay for 2 weeks at camp every year. Not only that, but he'll be earning this while serving in his own hometown unit with his friends and his neighbors, which means he can hold down a job or run his own business at the same time.
That sounds like an ideal situation for an older veteran. And if he's got a wife and kids, joining the Guard should make life a lot easier when you consider the money angle.
It sure does, Bill. And then consider that he can choose his favorite branch of the service. Infantry, artillery, anti-aircraft, whatever it is, the Guard has got it. You veterans, why not cash in on your service experience? Contact your local National Guard unit and get all the facts. If this sounds exactly like the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra playing exactly like you, that's exactly what it is. Exactly like me to step in right now and break up the party until the same time next week. Suppose you meet us here in the armory a week from now, and my buddies and I will bring along our singing star of the month, Betty Madigan. Right, Betty?
Absolutely right, Eddie.
And our band of the month, presided over by Eddie Sauter and Bill Finnegan. Right, Bill?
Don't expect an argument from us when the Guard invites us to play, Corporal. See you next week.
You see, Betty Madigan, Sauter and Finnegan and their orchestra will be here, so my buddies and I hope that you'll arrange to be here, too. And meanwhile, this is Corporal Eddie Carter speaking for my buddies in the National Guard, your friends and neighbors who help keep our country strong by keeping our guard up.
The National Guard is ready on the land and
your announcer with the address of your National Guard headquarters.